Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Just saying, okay?
Christy Wowerty Dowerty. Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
Erin McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
Megan the Slayer Taylor.
Kelly Barlow, when she goes Barlow, we go high-low.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the bird.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Hot dang, it's Jessica Dang.
Sarah Greenwood, she only uses her power for good.
Hannah, God, I love that banana. Anderson. Hava Nick. Gila Weber.
Lisa Wallant. Now that's what I call Wallentainment. The Bay Area Betches. Betches. And our super premium Patreon subscribers.
Give them hell, Miss Noel.
Kelly Grant. The Grantmaster. Let's get racy with Miss Stacy.
Shannon out of a cannon Anthony.
The incredible edible Matthews sisters. And
Mina Coochie Coochie Coochie.
Watch what crappens. Watch what crappens. Who cares what happens when there's so much that crappens?
Hey everyone, welcome to Watch What Crappens, a podcast about all that crap on Bravo that we just love to talk about. I'm Ben Mandelker from The Real Housewares of Kitchen Island cartoon that's available on YouTube. New episode is up right now, so go check that out, please, and subscribe. I want subscribers. I want them. And joining me is the wonderful, lovable Ronnie Karam.
Hi.
From Rose Prick's Bachelorette podcast, which is just wrapping up its latest season. What's going on, sir?
Yeah, only two more. Or we just wrapped up, everybody. So yeah. Thanks. Wrapped up our final two.
Yeah.
No, we didn't.
Is there a
reunion?
We did.
Yeah, we
did. Reunion
yeah, we
did. Or like
no, we wrapped it
final
up.
Rose
wrapped it
or whatever?
Up. Yeah, we did. After the final rose is done, I'm obviously loopy after finishing it. What a week.
What a week. We're still here at South by Southwest. It's bonkers. Bonkers. What a bonkers
Dragging
time.
Our asses around here like confused, drunk.
Potato
filled
sacks.
With joy.
Yeah.
I'm getting comfortable in some weird office chair in my hotel room.
Oh, my goodness. There's a lot going on here, everyone. So, yeah, we are still in our janky hotel room. Somehow surviving. Barely. I'm staring at Ronnie right now, and I'm also staring at the strange grocery rack that's in the corner of his hotel room.
I'm staring at you and some weird claw thing on the wall.
Sweet. So they have their photos on the wall, their decor, and they mounted them by putting that double-sided tape on the wall. But
yeah.
They didn't even. But the double-sided tape is fully sticking out from below the frame.
Yeah,
like it's.
This has seen better days, but you know, let's concentrate on the important things like Real Housewives of Beverly Hills.
Yes, that's why we are here to talk Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. Before we dive into that, we are going to Cincinnati in just a few days. Like, this has been a monster week for us. We had started with DC, then South by Southwest. Going to Cincinnati, we have two shows on Saturday. The late show is sold out. We're talking Real Housewives of New York at that show. The early show still has tickets. We're going to talk Summer House. We're going to get straight into
Summer
that post. Hey, okay?
Single Lindsay.
Kyle.
What's up, gents? Gents, Saturdays are for the boys, right?
So we're going to have so much fun making fun of the Summer House people there. Even if you don't watch Summer House or you're like, that show is like awful. It's like, yeah. That's the point.
Yeah, it's going to be so fun.
We are going to tear it apart as usual. But enough about that. Enough about our shameless promotion. Okay, let's dive into Real Housewives. I almost said Real Housewares. Real Housewives of Beverly Manipulation text messages.
Ooh, how could you hurt me like that? Real Housewives of Ouch My Heart. This is not a very promising open to an episode. I know
no.
You guys are trying to make me believe that Kyle deserves the center fucking diamond, but no, she doesn't. How dare you? And do I really need to see? Okay, if this was Real Housewares of Kitchen Island, Kyle would be the sink strainer. Okay? She would be the one that just lays there and like collects all the crap and just annoys you forever. And you're like, why is this here? I guess it needs to be here.
Yeah. But, like, and every now and then you have to like pick it up and like manually like wipe your finger through it to get the stuff into the garbage.
And it's disgusting. Like, and you're like grateful for it because you need a sink strainer. But at the same time, like, who actually likes it? Like, fuck that.
And you always, and you're kind of like, you know, if I have a disposal, do I really need this also?
Well, I don't have a disposal. And you just made me go into like Beverly Hills dreams of like having a disposal. Like, what do I have to do in life to get a garbage disposal? Okay. How do I move up? Is it not podcasting? Do I need to go to school? Is it too late?
I think the disposal is Erica Jane, only because she'd be like, oh, yeah, I just ate up all your food. I don't give a fuck. You drop something down into me, so what? It's gone now.
It's more unky than her warm up.
But if you put a fork in
it, you have to keep the water going because it's so thirsty that if there's not water running through it, it'll dry out and start chunking out metal spoons.
So
that was already better than this first scene. You're welcome, everybody.
Every four years, America does a few things. We gather around to watch the Olympics. We elect a new president. And it seems like we send another Kyle daughter off to college. Like, God. Every 4 years. I mean, how many? I feel like she has way more kids than we even realize.
She has more babies than a hamster.
Yeah. How many kids have to go to college? And how many times do we have to watch? You know why? Because there was Kim sending kids off to college, too. It's just like a nonstop stream of Kyle sending girls to college.
And I don't believe in hating children. Which I know that sounds crazy because of course I do. But just for the sake of conversation, let's say I don't believe in hating children. I think it's unfair. And I don't hate Sophia, but I'm confused. I feel like Sophia's another Katie from Vanderpump Rules. I'm getting strong Katie vibes
from
her.
I'm not even going to... You know what? She's still a minor, so I'm just going to like...
So you'll only attack babies who are completely innocent.
Little children. I'm not going to attack a teenager who's fragile.
Okay, I'm just saying Katie vibes. I mean, I know that that's not the highest compliment coming from me, but...
I think it's, like, evident that she has picked... As is even Kyle recognizes herself, I think that she has picked up a lot of her mom's neuroses. So it's 5:30 in the morning, and Kyle is... They're all packing because they're going to send Sophia off to George Washington University in Washington, where we just were. Foggy Bottom? Foggy Bottom, I think, is where George... My cousin Lauren, who was at our show, went there. Mm. Anyway... So Sophia's like, Mom, can you help me pack my vanity mirror? I can't do it. I was like, okay, good luck in college.
I know. And Kyle's like, we're packing this vanity mirror. You're not just ordering another. Oh, no. She goes, why don't you just order one on Amazon? We can have it shipped to your place. And she's like, no, I bought this one specifically to go to college with me, Mom. Oh, what a convenient narrative, Amazon Prime.
Convenient narrative. So, yeah, they're all packing. Alexia is already done with college, which is shocking. I feel like it was just another, like a year ago that she went off to college.
Yeah,
but now
she's
done.
I'm mad that these kids... I don't think that I'm mad at Sophia, necessarily. I'm just mad that they're getting older, because that means I'm getting older.
Yeah.
And I'm not older. I'm young. I'm very young and fresh. Ben.
Yeah, super. And time on Real Housewives is always weird, because we always watch everything about, like, 9 months to a year after it actually happens, and then it's just like, I don't know, I get confused.
Like, anyway. How can Kyle get 5 new faces and send 8 hamsters off to college, and I can't lose 1 pound?
No,
like,
I know.
How can the world change that fast for everybody else?
Exactly. So anyway, so Alexia, there, it's like 5:30 in the morning, and Alexia's basically walking around the house drunk, because she just got home from Shelby's birthday, where they all just got, like, trashed.
Shelby.
So.
Yeah, it's like, it hurts, I can say that. And Kyle's like, yeah, time to get a job. Why would your kids ever work? I would never fucking work, okay? Well,
I mean,
I don't even know Mauricio, and really... I feel like he should support me because I watch him on TV. Like, that's how rich they are.
Well, I mean, she's going to work at the agency probably, right? She could probably work in HR and have, like, a fake job in HR. Like, she'll be the one that's like, oh, Alexia's going to be in charge of human, personnel development, and like she's just gonna go from place to place, and like she's gonna show people how to use social media.
Yeah, she's gonna like check in with people.
Yeah,
she'll be like, I don't know about your Twitter feed.
So then, yes, so now everyone, you know, it's sad. Sophia's like crying. It's hard going off.
Whatever,
and
get rid of
she's
them.
Hugging the kid, hugging the dogs, and Kyle's like, I don't like change, like, which is why you just like moved away from your house just because the pool was shaped like a bean.
like, and why you're about to move again.
I can't remember. Last season, was I mad about the pool shape or was I supporting the pool shape?
I think you were mad at the pool shape.
I thought I was mad that she was mad at the pool shape.
Well, we keep changing our minds what we're mad about because we can't remember what we're mad about.
This season, I'm going to support the pool shape. I think because she was like mad. She didn't like that her pool was shaped like a bean and she wants like a square pool, I think. And I was like,
yeah, you got furious.
Like a fairly standard pool shape.
No, but I understand pool anger. Like the pool we have here at this hotel, that's the color of pool I hate. Oh. That has like the white bottom. I hate that. It's so ugly. I like a dark bottom of a pool.
I'm scared to look at the pool here.
And like pool shapes.
You know, if Kyle doesn't like change so much, why is she always trying to push her friends away like Lisa Vanderpump, huh?
Yeah. Well, she likes to change because this is good change. She's standing with the center diamond now. Sucker.
That's right. She likes that sort of change.
So Rinna and Denise, guess what they're doing? Going to the canyon. Here's my theory. They don't let Lisa Rinna film anywhere anymore because she'll break a glass or she'll like start putting pashmitas on busboys or whatever.
I think the producers are secretly hoping she'll get bit by a rattlesnake. She's like, Denise! Hi, Denise!
Hi, it's me! Hi! Denise, it's me!
Oh my god, Denise!
Lisa Rinna, hi!
Hi!
Hi. Look what I'm wearing. My Clark Jane is so warm. I don't even know where we are. How haven't I been to this canyon?
I'm like, oh my god, Lisa Rinna, you're too excited to go speed walk.
Denise is like, you know what? I love Erica. And, you know, Rinna's like, yes! And I love LVP too. And Rinna's just like, oh, you guys had a nice talk, didn't you?
Yeah. Rinna's like, how can I make this storyline about Denise's husband cheating on her immediately?
So they're talking about Aaron and stuff. And Denise is like, well, Aaron's divorce is final, so we're going to get married. But what's funny is that for some reason I wrote out in my note, I go, Aaron's divorce is final, so Denise and Aaron are going to get divorced. Which I just like that they're already skipping.
Yeah, it's like, that's the evolution of a relationship in Los Angeles. It's just how we roll.
Well, I'm freshly divorced. I thought I'd get divorced again.
Yeah. let's just get divorced so we can like get that out of the way. Let's get the pain out of the way first.
Yeah, so they're going to get married.
And Rinna's like, ah!
You're getting married. Oh,
you know
my God. You know
that's Rinna like trying to laugh through her bated breath.
You know, there was probably like a rattlesnake that was about to bite her, but it was like a Rinna rattlesnake. And it was like,
that rattlesnake, you'd always know it's coming, not only because it's rattle, but because it would be going,
How are you?
It doesn't bite you. It just throws a duster on you.
I'm QB Snake.
Are you kidding me right now? Isaac Mizrahi and I are such good friends.
I'd love a little snake with Rinna hair, pointy Rinna hair. That's like my favorite thing I've ever thought of. I feel like Rinna's laugh probably makes all the rattlesnakes come out. They probably think it's like feeding time. She's like, I don't even know how to impersonate a rattlesnake, but that's the best I could do.
So, here you go, everybody. That was me helping my brother Ben.
So, Denise is like, yeah, we're getting married. And Rinna's like, what? I didn't know that. Which is her way of saying, are you crazy?
Yeah. Why don't you do that? No, seriously. Yeah. Drop your husband off at the shelter. And blame Dorit's maid. It's going to be so good.
That's great. I'm so glad. You're getting married. You're going to own that baby. You know, let's focus on that instead of this dog business. Anyway, let's talk about the dog business, shall we?
Yeah, no kidding. Who's bringing the dog business up in every scene? You. Even in this scene. You, ma'am. You know, it's impossible to understand how much I can love Lisa Rinna and disagree with every fucking thing she does on the show.
God, I love her.
How do I do it?
She cracks me up.
It's like every season I disagree, but I'm still like, okay, you're funny.
But again, it's like what I said, I think, last week, which is that, like, I fully disagree with her, but I'm enjoying how she's, like, having this moment. Like, she's, like, so happy. She's relishing it, and she's just, like, trying to, like, you know, like, she's just trying to stoke the flames. I'm just admiring her shamelessness. So,
oh, God. So, here we go in Dorit and PK's
terrible
rental.
Version of Romeo and Juliet happening right here. She's, like, up on a balcony. She's like,
PK, PK, wherefore art thou PK?
Right here, babe. Right here. Just come down here. Bring me something to eat, would you? Maybe a glass of wine or something.
Yeah. She literally said, baby, come upstairs. I haven't seen you today, baby. I'm
like, yeah.
He's right there.
Trust me, this is his best angle. You're looking at him from a balcony, okay? There's no better space selfie than the balcony angle, okay? Yeah.
This is the Romeo Juliet version where Juliet goes for Friar Tuck.
Friar Tuck's like robbing everybody.
Her family's like, okay, we can support that.
The Bellagio's chasing Friar Tuck through the forest. So he's like, you look good today, babe. Where we going? And she's like, oh, Piquet, I've been working all day. I'm tired, Piquet. I'm tired. What do you do? Could someone please explain to me what this bitch does? Please.
Beverly Beach.
No, she is not even paid for those swimsuits, okay? You don't go to Disneyland and get a hat that's monogrammed to Beverly Beach, and that means you own a company. Okay, pay your bills, woman. Been working all day.
So she's like, what's going on, Bubba? I'm like, ooh, I just really continue to hate that they co-opted Bubba from Katie and Tom. Like, I can't. It's like, it was bad enough there. The fact that it has spread to them. It started to spread last year. Now that she's saying Bubba, too.
Yeah, I'm officially pissed off that we've mentioned Katie twice in this recap. Yeah. Okay? This is me gearing up.
She's invading.
Jeez.
So, Dorit has not talked to Lisa since the Bahamas. And even worse, Lisa Vanderpump did not call or text PK on his birthday. But probably also because his, like, pay-by-the-month cell phone ran out.
Okay? Yeah, no kidding. But do we blame Lisa Vanderpump or Cricket Wireless?
Who's to blame for this? Pay as you go.
Is it Lisa's fault or that jitterbug's fault? Okay, I'm going to go with jitterbug. He's like, you haven't spoken with LVP. She never called or texted me. I love her. And she's a genius at manipulation and control. And I love that about her. There's no one better than her at manipulating and controlling people.
I've been sitting here next to my Nextel phone waiting for it to beep.
But it's hard when it's my own wife. I'm like, oh, God, PK. You probably drove her to the OC with that dog in the back. Apple, apple, juicy, juicy, loosey, goosey, doosey, poosey.
I know.
Jerks.
Jerks.
And so she's like, well, all I want is a little honesty, PK. And we can talk about... Okay, let's try some honesty, Dorit. Who's this woman that you gave the dog to? What's her name?
Shelita.
What does she look like? Shelita!
Shelita, who promises to see the euthanasia. So, Dorit's like, I just want honesty. That's all I want is honesty, which is bullshit because she's like, so that's no.
Really? Why don't we talk about that lady who chased you down on your trip and told you to pay your bills? How about that? Where's that? We're going to mention that. So then PK's like, well, I just say, you need to go over there and you say, I just want to apologize once, but extremely humbly, Your Majesty. And she goes, do I have to say Majesty? Do I have to use that word? He's like, no, Dorit.
Good, because I don't even understand what it means anyway. So,
God, people in this hotel hate us so much. I can't believe they haven't kicked me out of this room yet.
Oh, my God. If we have to go back to the extended stay, I'm not. There were bloodstains on the duvet. Okay, everyone, I'm saying it. The extended stay in downtown Austin had bloodstains on the duvet. All right?
No, it was not a good look.
So, so PK, then there's like this like perfunctory moment here where they have to exonerate Ted. They have to cover their bases. PK is like, babe, is there any scenario that Teddy's making this up? And Dorit's like, you know, it's hard to look at someone like Teddy who has so much conviction and so much angst and so little joyfulness and not believe her.
You have to believe her, unless she's talking about time, which she completely doesn't understand. Have you seen the woman try to work a watch?
I mean, if anyone knows about time, it's us because of George. Time, time, time. Because time and time and time. You know that song, PK?
Time after time. That's Cyndi Lauper, babe. So, Erica, over to Erica's house. Now, I don't know if you've noticed this on Bravo this week, but there's a lot of dogs barking at their owner to get attention or to get food. Yeah. And they're always like, no, we're not giving you food. The latest in like this us. Trend is, and I don't know why I'm bringing it up. I just wrote, why is this happening on every show we're watching on Bravo? The dog's like, woof. And they're like, okay, you're not hungry enough to eat yet. And this turn, it's Erica. This time it's Erica's turn. She's like, no, you're not eating tots, dog.
Because why should the dogs get to eat when they can't, you know?
Yeah, so, but I was like, dogs don't really do that. They're not like, bark, hi, bark, I'm hungry. Like, they're not really a character that talks to you like that. But then last night we were in this bar. Did you see that dog that kept barking to say hi to me? I was petting this dog. It was so cute. By the way, you can tell when LA invades Austin with people with their fucking dog in a nice bar. Like, who does
that? Yeah, it was a nice bar.
In Austin. I've never seen that. So she's in there, and it's like a total LA girl with her dog on the floor. And I said hi, and I petted him and stuff because I was like, hi, Bueller, I miss you. And then every time I stood up, he'd go, woof, because I was turning away. So my point is, I have no point except that dogs do apparently bark at you when they want attention. There, carry on.
We learned so much.
I'm out of here.
Hello, this is Lisa Rinna. We have an ad coming up, so you better listen to it, baby.
Anyway, so there's like a knock on the door, and it's Teddy at Erica's house, which is pretty shocking considering last season. And Erica's like, oh, thank God didn't ring the doorbell, because it gets stuck and it goes on and on and on. It's a nightmare. I mean, I thought it was a good idea when I voiced my own doorbell and went, ah! But, you know, to sit there for 5 hours waiting for Mr. Girardi to come home to fix it, and all you hear is, it's a lot.
You know, now that they've taken down Lisa Vanderpump, all these ladies think they're the star of the show. And you know that Erica thinks that she is getting that center diamond because she's making everybody drive to Pasadena. No one lives like that, okay? And you must feel like you have power if you think my ass is going to drive to Pasadena to smell your moldy, rickety ass house.
You know what? I would rather drive to Pasadena than to the West Side. I'm just saying. It's a true statement.
It's an easier drive to Pasadena, though.
It really is, and Pasadena is so much prettier.
Yeah, and they have a Cheesecake Factory.
They do, and they also have...
Although Marina does as well.
That's true, too. So, Erica's like, Teddy ain't no punk. She found her voice, you know, because she stood up to Lisa Vanderpump. I'm like, that should not be, like, the exit... Like, it's sort of bullshit because Teddy stood up to you also, Erica. She stood up to, like, a lot of people, but it only counts if she goes up against your rival. That's bullshit.
Yeah. So she's like, well, I got you a lot of sugar, which I know you're not going to eat, but I got it as an excuse to eat it, because that's me, just a noble girl who likes to eat like a noble girl. Now get me one of those espresso spoons, let me have a giant bite of ice cream, sister.
Teddy's like, I'm Tor. Hi, I'm Teddy. So she was filming a workout video for All In with Teddy Mellencamp. Hi, I'm Teddy.
You don't do any sit-ups, but then you claim you did. And if someone thinks you didn't, you just blame somebody else. Teddy.
So Erica takes Teddy to the chapel, the famous chapel, which is like a thing, I guess. So then they...
have coffee in.
Coffee in the chapel. Hey. So now they're talking about the Bahamas. Ooh. And it's like, everything was fun until, you know, everything happened. Yeah! So now talking about this whole dog scandal again.
Yeah, here we go. So Teddy's like, yeah, well, when you said let's let things go, I mean, like, I didn't think you were really going to let things go. And he's like,
oh, you didn't think, you thought I was lying, huh?
Yeah. So Teddy is basically saying how she was, you know, I was gossiping, I know. But you know what? Lisa fed me information, and I bit. At which point I thought Dorit was going to come running in and just, like, donate Teddy to Shelley Tur.
Yeah. Teddy bit. Pika's missing his entire nose.
She's a biter. Turns out she's a biter. We have to give it to a lovely family. Like, what happened to Teddy on this show? Oh, I found a lovely family that wanted Teddy.
I've got some advice for you, Teddy. It's in this shot I'm about to give you in your neck, Shelley. So Teddy, okay, now let's all notice that Teddy is completely changing her story now.
Yeah.
Teddy knows she's busted and that John, now that she's shown a crop text, which was total bullshit, now she knows that, I guess production has told her that Ken has whipped out all of John Blizzard's texts, making her look like a fucking liar, which she is. And so now she's changing her story. Last week, I never lie. I never tell one single lie. I've never told. Now suddenly her story is, well, I was being shady. I mean, I don't want to pretend like I had no part. I was gossiping. But now it's Lisa Vanderpump's fault because even though she told them, oh, bombing. It's look, just so says, crazy. Take Teddy responsibility, says, Teddy says for fuck's
that,
sake.
Yeah, she says that she and Kyle were invited to Vanderpump Dogs and that Teddy was supposed to gossip basically about the dog. Like, the dog was going to be brought out and Teddy was supposed to gossip about it. She said she was being set up to do that.
They said that Lisa wanted me to know.
Yeah.
And Erica goes, Lisa wanted you to know. It's like, yes, Erica. Okay. She's like coloring by numbers over there. And she goes, yes, and I admit I had a very dramatic response, and I was kind of in it, and I was, like, texting with them. I was being petty, and so I was saying, sure, show me the tea, show me the tea. I wasn't being the best person. And Erica's like,
oh, Mary, I had a very dramatic response. Oh, no, she goes, I knew that Teddy didn't like to read, but I didn't know she had it infidelity.
She's, like, on her own detective show right now, Erica.
I know. She's, like, really, really into
she's
it.
She's like, aha! I don't think you're very easy to read.
She's like, I just said I hated the bitch.
All right, case closed.
So meanwhile, over at Villa Rosa, Schnooky has like drawn the short straw from like the dogs. They're like, okay, one of us has to go hump Lisa today. Who's going to do it? So Schnooky goes up and Schnooky's like literally like humping her arm. And she's like, oh, Schnooky, don't. Don't hump my arm. No. I'm too fragile right now.
And then Ken comes down. He's like, oh, yeah, darling, couldn't find the top button of my shirt again. I've got my wax, my chest ain't gone. Yeah, there's a pink blotchy skin, darling. She's like, Ken, darling, I don't want to drink. I have to keep it together for this meeting with Blizzard.
She's like, are you going to stay? And he's like, I'm so angry about it. No, I don't want to talk to him. Look how angry I am. I'm livid. I want to smack him spark out. I can't talk to Blizzard. So John Blizzard shows up, and Ken's like, have a seat, young man. Then he buzzes off.
Vanderpump's like, she says, I was 100% sure Teddy had nothing to do with anything. And then there, right there, on the computer printouts, she was texting Blizzard and letting me get hammered and didn't say anything that whole time.
Yeah. So Lisa's like, now, John Blizzard, I know I don't know you very well. Can you confirm for America that I don't know you, Mr. Robert Blizzard?
John Hurricane. I know that I don't know you, John Snowstorm.
John Norista, right? Norista?
John Sprinkling Outside. Your name?
Oh, are you from Game of Thrones, Jon Snow?
Pretty much. And he's like, yes, do not know you, girl. Yes, queen. She's like, no, you're not that kind of gay today. Switch it on to employee gay. And he's like, I guess it wasn't really right, Lisa, what I did. She's like, I'm not laughing. Really, I'm not. Now, we both know that you work at the center. And before we start anything, I appreciate everything you do for those poor dogs, those helpless dogs who don't have opposable thumbs to open car doors and escape when they're being kidnapped to Orange County to be put in a kill shelter.
I'm so sorry that your good work at the shelter is being overshadowed by these awful women implicating that you, a person who I don't know, had something to do with this, a situation I know nothing about.
So then back with Teddy and Erica, Teddy's like, they wanted me to save Vanderpump Dogs, but I couldn't go through with it. And Erica goes,
go through with what, baby?
She goes, they wanted me to tell everybody about the dog. And Erica goes,
oh, God.
Yeah, Teddy's like, Lisa was really adamant about not talking about the dog, which made me realize she wants me to talk about the dog instead. And I could just tell she was going to flip the truth.
Yeah.
Well, that's when I realized I was set up.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess she thinks now, she knows now that, I'm sorry, it's more like, that's when she realized she's being set up, and then when she showed Lisa the text messages, she's like, it's only a matter of time before now Lisa's going to start flipping those messages around on Teddy.
Yeah. But she's not flipping them, you did do that. So unless you got a call or a text from Lisa saying, let's bring it up, which you're not even claiming you did.
Yeah.
You're claiming that some 20-year-old at the center told you to do it, so you did, which he didn't, because we saw the text.
Well, and okay, I just want to clarify. So what happened with the text, because now we've seen a larger thing, is that Teddy and John Blizzard were gossiping about the situation with the dog, which I think is totally fine and normal. I don't think there's actually anything wrong with that. And she asked, did Lisa tell you to tell
she
me.
She said, no matter what, this is going to come out. And then right after that, she texted, did Lisa tell you to tell me?
Right.
And so he said, yes.
And then, yes, in one text. And the very next text, he wrote IDK, which means I don't know.
I don't know.
So right. He is saying that the yes was in response to the first text message that Teddy
which
said.
Which is going
to
come out.
And that the I don't know is in response is saying to the Lisa
right.
But either way, Teddy is going around. And again, I like Teddy, but she's going around saying, like, I have definite proof. And her proof is based off of, as far as we can tell right now, her proof is based off what this, like, 20-year-old that she, like, 22-year-old that she knows from spin class.
Yeah, and I'm not the least reliable sort of person. I'm not shaming the kid, but if you're friends with Lisa Vanderpump and you're going to go out on this huge limb to defend Lisa Vanderpump to take down Dorit, but Lisa never said anything to you, talked to you about it, texted you about it, nothing. So, and also what's come out is that Hannah, the girl who raised this dog and trained the dog, is married or engaged to, I'm not sure if they're married or engaged, to Teddy's brother. So that's how she knew. She knows someone right at the center who raised this actual dog. So when this happened, you don't think Hannah's going to be like, oh, the dog I raised just got taken to the kill shelter by your fucking enemy. You know, so give me a break, Teddy. Teddy, you're trying a little too hard here, okay?
Something is, like, not adding up, and I just feel like...
Because this is the fight. I can't believe that this is the fight. That you were texting with some kid and thought that Lisa Vanderpump wanted you to say it, so you did it, but then you felt like she was going to blame you for... What the fuck, dude? Yeah. Grow some balls. You're like 40.
Yeah. I also think that, like, if Lisa wanted to take down Dorit, she actually would do it herself.
She would have done it. She would have said, leave that dog at the shelter until the first day of filming and then have the shelter call us. And I'll be like, Dorit, have the dog at the kill shelter.
Yeah.
Get her on the phone. Dorit, this dog is at a kill shelter. That's how you
Dorit
would have done
it. Dorit is an easy target. I guarantee Lisa would have just spent the entire season doing microaggressions and everything. She doesn't need to do a whole elaborate thing, you know. She would have.
That's stupid.
Yeah. So either way, so Lisa's now still talking with John Blizzard, and she's saying, you know, the other night, I remember that Saturday night so well. John Sessa and Ken had an argument. Oh, they were yelling and screaming, and I said, stop. I do not care. I care not for what thou yells. I don't care. I don't care if you tell Donald Trump himself. I don't give a shit. All I care about is that little Lucy apple juice.
But the way that it was twisted is that John Sessa told you that I don't care who you told.
And he goes, yeah, he said tell whoever. And she said, so you chose to tell Teddy, but then you implicate me. And she pulls out the text. And he's like, okay, well, I put words in your mouth then that weren't true, and I'll own that. I'll own it. And she's like, well, sometimes there are moments that you can just shut the fuck up, twink. All right. And he's like, but she's very involved with the center. And she goes, well, she might not be anymore. She really gave me a hard time. Poor me. I'm bleeding out of my heart.
And he's like, and that's why everyone at the center is having such a hard time with this, because it's all being flipped onto you. I'm like, yeah, like, everyone is always so sad when their boss gets to deal with shit. Like, oh, I'm so mad. I'm so sad that my boss is, like, having to deal with shit. Like, what?
And she's like, oh, Miss Accountability, really? It's not just about when you eat, you know, what you eat. It's about being accountable in life. Own your poo. Your dog poo, get it?
But I have to point out one thing in this Erica and Teddy conversation.
Please.
Because now that Teddy is changing her story and coming clear, Erica's like,
I'm glad you admitted it. In the chapel. Don't tell me that's a waste of space.
And then she tells us, she's like,
I've said to Teddy that she's not as innocent as she portrays. And I think that I've been proven right.
And then we see the clips of Erica telling her at the reunion, like, please, Miss Innocent. And then it cuts back to her, and she's like,
it takes a lot to want to help someone take someone down.
And I was like, ooh, now Erica's turning on Teddy.
Yeah, I was like, wait, is Erica mad at Teddy?
Good. I hope so, because it's just so lopsided, you know?
So now we go over back to DC, and the family is, like, moving Sophia into her dorm, you know, at George Washington, and Marisa's like, I think it's great. You have a gorgeous window here. It's a window, and, you know, I can really sell this on the agency right now. In fact, I'm going to put your dorm room up for sale right now.
Actually, I'm going to buy it for a certain price, and then I'm going to sell it again for a higher price. It's not fraud, you know, it's just something we do.
Yeah. So Sophia's like, Mom, the bathroom lighting is really scary. I'm not going to lie.
I'm like, you should be lucky that you have a bathroom in your dorm room, okay? Like,
you know, it's probably like an extra $100,000 a year.
Yeah. And then, of course, Kyle, she can't help Kyling her daughter. She's like, well, you have your mirror that you had to have, so don't worry about the lighting.
Yeah. And Kyle's like, okay, now cleaning. You know, I'm going to have to teach you how to scrub a toilet. And she's like, why do you have to clean the toilet? It flushes itself. I'm like, ugh. Okay, so then Rinna is getting her makeup done with her gang.
Joey Maloof, famously the makeup artist for what's her face, Rachel Zoe. He's funny. He's
another
person.
Like what? He's no. A person.
I don't know. I thought I just found him to be just like such a classic like hanger on both on Rachel Zoe and here. Just. I don't know.
It was cracking.
You know,
me
I
up.
Always just have this like
at that part where he's like, "Try the hose," and then he's running with the hose. It's like in both of his arms. And he's like... so she's doing a home and garden cover for some magazine.
Yeah,
and she's like, "It's so funny because I have no green thumb at all, but I'm a darn good actress." and he's like, "Is this like fun or not?" And he goes, "Have you actually ever gardened? Because like." It's good to laugh at yourself and not take anything too seriously. She's like, unlike some people who take themselves way too better seriously. It's like, God, are you obsessed? Get over it. Who touched you? Like, give me a break. This is not even about you.
So Rinna's like, I feel sorry for her because when you take yourself too seriously, I feel like it ages you. It ages you so much. You just see like, I don't know what I was going to say. I was going to say like an old rattlesnake, but that doesn't make sense. Like a rattlesnake that takes itself too seriously. That's feeling sad.
She's like, it ages you. Just saying. Which I'm so sick of just saying, okay? I can't. I'm trying to break my mother of saying just saying because I'm going to kill her if she says just saying one more time. Just saying. So she goes, look how fresh is a daisy. This face is. So then photo shoot. One of the photographer gay's like, lift up the dress. Yeah, lift it up. And he's like, I see hoochie. And he's like, yeah, I was going to say, I see some snatch there. So then Lisa Rinna gives us a little monologue about how much she's worked in her life. I've been hustling 30 years. That's a long time, baby. I've done so many things. Days of our lives. Dancing with the Stars. I'm like, Dancing with the Stars was like 3 weeks.
She has hustled, though. I mean, like, you know, not a lot of...
I just don't...
I saw her at Dancing the Stars. I went to one tape at Dancing the Stars back in, like, 2005, and that was her season. And I saw her dance. I saw Dancing Up a Storm there.
Mm. I just like that Dancing with the Stars is listed before Broadway. Like, you've been on Broadway, okay? You can't say like Dancing Louis. With the Stars, then Depends, then Broadway, then QVC. Like, what the well, hell I think is that
was
this a, list?
Maybe that was the chronology of her career. I don't know. It is funny, though, Dancing with the Stars before Chicago.
Yeah, it's just like the weirdest LinkedIn profile ever, you know? It's like Broadway, Dancing, you know, QVC.
So now we go back to Kyle in D.C., and Mauricio is curling her hair and stuff. You know, like, yeah, I'm man of many talents. Yeah, I'm going to sell this curling iron right after this, and, you know, the agency's going to go into hair also. So anyway, Teddy's on the phone for you. So Teddy calls up. And Teddy, of course, is like gossiping about everything she just said to Erica, you know, and she's like, yeah, I was talking to Erica and Erica said, we all believe you. I'm like, you know, Teddy, you were talking about how you were like caught up in all the gossip with John Blizzard as if there was like a moment of like poor character or whatever. You're doing the same thing. You're still just gossiping now to Kyle.
Yeah. And supposedly Erica told her, the thing to remember is that Lisa used you. And I'm like, okay, enough.
Yeah, as if you're not being used by Erica
proxy.
Right now.
Like, you're so weak that she didn't even have to, like, call you. I don't believe it. Okay, so, now here's another piece of gossip that came out this week. Yes. I'm so bored with the storyline, I can't.
I'm not bored with it, but
I know, but I don't care. I'm still bored with it. So, here's another piece of gossip. And when they were at that dinner in the Bahamas, when Lisa Vanderpump left early, that's why Nene was in the Bahamas, because she was supposed to be brought on camera to confront Lisa about stealing her restaurant idea.
Is that
you read that?
It's from some blog. That seems far-fetched.
Really, Nene just happens to be in the Bahamas at the same place at the same time as the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills?
Teddy says to Teddy is saying that, like, oh yeah, well, Erica, you know, like Lisa Vanderpump is like using me to get back at Dorit. And Kyle's response is, well, you have to think about it. Like, what's her next move? And I'm just like, it's like, fuck you, Kyle, because if Kyle is saying that she's her like best friends with Lisa Vanderpump, like she's saying, oh, she's my oldest friend, she's so close, da, 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 da. Like, who does that to their friend in the sense of like, if let's say like it's like you or like another like really close friend of mine, someone's accusing it something of doing something, I would say, you know what, like I don't think it, like I know her, I don't think she's trying to do that, or it's not that big of a deal, or it's not that deep. Like there are ways to diffuse it, like there's ways to like support your friend.
Yeah, but she's not going to diffuse a fire that she's starting. It's like,
yeah. Because she want, because the point is that she clearly wants to take out Lisa Vanderpump, but she still wants it. She's the one who wants to be like, oh, but she's my friend. But she's like, by her saying you have to think about what's her next move, she is continuing to stoke the flames. She's continuing to make Teddy feel paranoid and feel like she's part of a master plan. Instead of just like being like, no, Teddy, listen, don't worry about it. I think if Lisa wants to take down Dorit, she will do it. She could do it. Like, she doesn't need you to do it. You know, like,
yeah.
I just don't That's think it was a, it was not a nice you. It was
That is why Kyle is and always has been the worst.
Yeah.
Kyle, so, you suck.
Well, I just think it's just so rude. Can everyone hear the vacuum cleaners outside our door, yeah, by the way?
We're still in our hotel room, as we mentioned. I think they're fighting back with a vacuum right outside our door.
And in fact, by the way, Kyle even says right now, Lisa is one of my oldest friends and Teddy is one of my closest friends. I have to pick a side. I'm like, you don't have to pick a side. You were the one who created the sides. And B, like, where's the loyalty to your friend of like 9 years?
Yeah, she's just Kyle. She's a Kyle.
She's a Kyle.
Yeah, Kyle's the worst. So then Teddy, you know, is terrified of the monster that's Vanderpump. She's like, I feel like I'm looking over my shoulder the whole time. Teddy, grow the fuck up, dude. No one's fucking chasing you, Teddy. No one cares like, about you, stupid.
It's not like the T-5000 or whatever is like chasing after you. Like just turned into a pickup truck and is racing you down the street.
She's right behind me, possibly printing out proof that I'm a fucking liar.
Yeah, don't like, just how about just don't gossip as much? I mean, or if you're going to gossip, just like be cool with it.
Or if you're going to come for a boss, you better have something. This is another season of bullshit. Yep. If you're going to take Vanderpump, do it in a good way. I'm sure Vanderpump is guilty of tons of shady shit that we're not seeing any of. Get her on something real, people.
Yeah. Yeah.
Find out where she's laundering her money through.
Yeah, find out why she can afford that estate.
Find out why she's friends with PK in the first place. Yeah. You know that's some shady
that's
shit.
That's the real. That, okay. If you do that, Teddy, then we'll
figure out why there's cute, adorable little twink hosts at Pump that suddenly disappear after one night of work, never to be seen again. What foreign country are they being sold to and locked in cages in?
Yeah.
Come on. Yeah. There's got to be some real shit to get her on, people. You're wasting my time.
Yeah, find out why do the swans like her? Swans don't like anyone, but they like her. That's weird. Find out about that.
Find the baby factory where she's stealing toddlers to steal stem cells from to inject into her neck.
Yeah, why don't you find out why Pandora doesn't talk anymore? How about that?
Why not find out why Vanderpump tried to stuff Pandora into a radio station in the first place? Turned her daughter into a robot like Caprica.
And where is Cedric anyway? Find that out.
Yeah, find out where Cedric is.
Yeah, or didn't she have a maid before Rocio? Her. So now Teddy is with Dorit and Erica at like a horse place, like a equestrian center or something. And two horses named Terrence and Trigger, which made me laugh. I don't know why. It just feels like, just like words that I feel like would confuse Dorit. Terrence, Trigger. I don't know. So, so now Teddy's like, she's like, you know, my friendships with Erica and Dorit has shifted, and now we're all friends. And you know what I'm thinking? It's like, this is like classic. Erica is a cool girl. Okay, she's just like the cool girl, and I think that basically. People that both Dorit and Teddy push back against Erica at first, but I think they've been seduced by her cool girlness, and that's they've decided ultimately they want like Vanderpump's not the cool girl and Erica's the cool girl.
Look, it's the LA River. There's probably a dead body in there. Oh.
And Dorit's like, well, I think my horsey got in a couple of toots there. Listen, Goyles.
I've been on horses all across the Americas and the world. Israel, Disneyland, Encina, Encinitas, London, Paris. It's like, shut up, Dorit.
I love horses so much that we actually put four horses into our car, and that's why they say our car has horsepower, because we actually have horses in there.
Oh, God. So they end up going to lunch after that. But in the meantime, Kyle's still in college with her kids.
Yes.
I don't give a fuck.
She's in, like, an alternate universe where time goes by so slowly. Like, all this stuff is happening in Beverly Hills, and then we cut back to Kyle and Mauricio, and they're, like, still on the same, like, it's, like, 5 minutes later in D.C. You're like, oh, yeah, my God.
They do nothing. They're so boring, this family. It's like, you want to go to lunch? Okay, babe, let's go to lunch. You want to go to dinner? Okay, babe, let's go to dinner. But you want to go to lunch again? Okay, yeah. Babe, let's go to lunch again.
What I liked about this, so now they're at dinner, and what I liked about this is I feel like we saw some previously unspoken tension between Mauricio and Farrah, because Farrah came in, and she's like, yeah, I've got to leave tomorrow. I've got a flight at 9 a.m. tomorrow. And she's like, and I got to get there early to check my bag. And Mauricio's like, you came in 2 days and have a bag to check? And she goes, yep. Like, don't push me, Maurice. Don't push me.
It's like, got to be in at 9 to give some evidence to a lawyer that's suing you right now for fraud. How about that, Dad? Yeah, you want to really guilt me about some more suitcases, Dick? Oh, you
what,
people
what?
Can
it's
ignore
like, what,
it.
You could, yeah, it's like, what, you can what you can rent a yacht in the south of France, but you can't pay the $25 for my fucking suitcase,
yeah.
Quote unquote, Dad.
Yep. He's like, yep,
that's right. You're that's not right. My daughter.
So lunch behind every cowboy. Oh, lunch. They go to some country place, and it says, behind every cowboy is a woman with a good job in town. Which is a hilarious sign.
Yeah.
And well spoken.
Yeah. So they're getting off their horses and stuff. And he's like, thank you, Terrence. And that was the last we ever saw of Terrence. You know, Dorit sent him off to.
Yeah. Dorit's like, goodbye, Terrence. Hello, glue. Fix up PK's ripped off nose. Terrence, brush a little Terrence on it.
We gave Terrence to a lovely family.
Oh my God! So now Dorit, who I think is one of her parents is Hispanic, right?
No, so they're both Israeli, I think.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay, so then it's really funny that she whips out like a Hispanic accent when she's ordering. She's like, "Hello, I would like a quesadilla con guacamole, por favor, con picante y salsa." Okay, muchas gracias. Oh, can you believe it, girls?
I think I'm going to go with the Michelada.
I'd love some agua fría, por favor.
Would you mind? Could I have a vegetarian burrito?
She does like the Spanish version.
In El Paso growing up, there was always a newscaster who did that. She'd be like, hello and welcome. I'm Maria Conchita Maria Lanza, or whatever her name was. She would only use an accent on certain things.
Yeah.
It cracks me up.
So now they're talking. Teddy's like, yeah, men have triggers. Like, I know exactly how to piss off Edwin. All I have to say is, hi, I'm Teddy.
Triggered. Tedwin's triggered.
I don't think you should wear a tank top again today. He gets so mad.
Yes, they talk about their husbands, and I'm bored. And then,
and of course, Teddy goes, well, she's like, Edwin always says that since I train horses for a living, that I can, like, I don't know. I actually got lost in her logic.
I
don't
even
care.
Like, why can't I train Edwin and I can train a horse? And then Eric is like, well, Tom just wants someone soft and slow and sweet. And if I can do that, I'm golden. Guess what I'm not going to do? Any of that. Right? I don't got a prenup, so I don't give a fuck. America he married was a waitress in a Denny's with a thong and a night job at Elephant Spearmint Rhino. All right. America today. It's trying to be RuPaul. Right? That's what you get, buddy.
Yeah, they're talking about, like, Dorit starts saying how PK is always, you know, for his job, he always has to go out to parties and stuff, and she just wants to stay home and be with the kids. But if she says that, he'll be like, well, I want to be home with the kids, too. And Teddy is like, just tell him, hey, you know what? You're like Superman. You got this. You don't need me. And Erica's like, yeah, I always say you're better at this than I am anyway. And then they're all like, ha, 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 ha. We just deprecated ourselves for our men.
Yeah, congrats. So then Denise and Aaron go on date.
Oh, God. If you ever wonder what it would be like to watch Denise Richards go on a date with a piece of driftwood.
God, he really is. Bless his heart. But it's still funny because he's like, yeah, I'd like a double Casamigos reposado. Make that a triple. And Denise is like, God, I'll just have a single. Like, I love that Denise is the sober one in that family.
Exactly. She sure has the type, doesn't she? So cheers to being done with Nicolette Sheridan. They toast to that. And, you know, Denise starts talking about all the baggage that she brought to the relationship. She's like, yeah, it's just a disaster. You know, I married to Charlie Sheen, I've got teenagers.
Yeah, it was pretty, the story, just how she brushes everything under the rug. She's like, I met Charlie in a movie. He was adorable. And then, you know, things got sideways when I got pregnant with Lola, and it got dark and toxic. And after one real bad night, I packed up and filed the next day. I was like, I need so much filled in.
Yeah, it's not fair. That's not fair, Denise. So Aaron has something really important to say because they're trying to figure out when they're going to get married. He's like, like, we have to get married in 10 days from now on September 8th. And she's like, why? And she's like, numerology. I mean, if you add it all up, it's infinity, 8. She's like, what? It's just September 8th.
Yeah. He's like, no, it's infinity. I'm like, what, are you going to have a Toy Story wedding too? Like, how many meanings does this have to have? It's also like the theme of revenge.
Yeah. Okay? He's like, yeah, September's the 9th month. 8 plus 9 is 17, and 1 plus 7 is 8.
Yeah. She's like, I don't give a shit about this stuff. You know, I'm just like, pick a date. It's fine. Go fuck in the bathroom.
I know. She's like, so is 8 like a good luck number or something? Like, I'm still not tracking this. He's like, what do you think? Infinity, babe. Infinity. It's like, it's so LA. These guys exist in LA and they are so ridiculous, and if you ever get trapped in a conversation with one of them, you're like, what is my life right now? How am I hearing this?
It's like, if numerology really worked, you wouldn't need plugs. You know what I mean? Like, you could find a way to grow your hair. I don't know. It's like, if magic worked, I think we'd all be thin with hair.
I mean, couldn't they theoretically also get married on October 8th or November 7th.
Don't even try and make me do math right now, okay?
December 6th. I mean, I'm just saying there's a lot of options. So Denise is saying, she basically, you know, she wants to do something spontaneous. And he's like, that's what I love about you, baby. Also, you're rich. And she's like, listen, I don't base my decisions off of numbers. I base them off of dick. Even if that dick is attached to a big old idiot, he's got giant pecs and huge arms, and that's all I need right now at this point in my life.
Yeah, I don't give a fuck about the number 8, except that he's got it. Inches. It's like, all right, sister, you go, girl.
I don't care about the number 8, except that that's what he did to me. Am I right, ladies? Am I right?
Please get a prenup. I like you, Denise.
I know, please. Prenup. Please, please, please.
Guess what Kyle's doing with her family? Eating. People all thin? Fuck this family. I'm so mad at this family.
They're at the Willard Hotel, which has been the home of several Real Housewives of Potomac scenes, by the way. So anyway, they're in their suite, and the room service guy comes in, and he puts the food out on, like, the credenza or something, the side table, and then just leaves. And we're just like, he's not going to serve us? Oh, okay. I'm like, it's room service, you buffoon. So then Kyle gets up, and she starts serving everyone. Like, no one even gets up to help her. She's taking all these dishes, all these plates, and they're just sitting there, like, not like, oh, can I help you, whatever. They just sit there all, like, lumps, and she's just doing everything. What is this bullshit?
Kyle's family bores me. I don't even know any of that happened.
Well, because they're crying.
Just like, wake me up when Kyle's off the screen.
Well, because it's like the third scene of Kyle trying not to cry, then crying, then making all her daughters cry.
I'm
and now,
it.
Like, Portia's crying, and they're all crying.
God. I'm bored. Okay, so Dorit calls Kyle, and they're basically, guess what they're talking about?
Kyle's back in LA now. Now it's we're finally done with DC.
So guess what they're talking about? Lisa Vanderpump, soccer. Yeah. So Kyle's like, I think she just wants to clear the air from the Bahamas, which is why we have to go to her house. Because this is a power move. Erica's not the only one who will make you drive your ass to Pasadena. Lisa lives closer, but she's still like, we will have problems on my soil, bitch.
Yeah. You know,
it's like, you're going to have to cross a moat.
have problems with me.
Yeah, exactly. And you have to fend your you have to like keep your cankles away from my swans.
Yes.
So Dorit's like, I spoke with PK, and neither one of us want this dog situation to go any further. And Kyle's like, well, maybe that's the goal for today. I'm like, fat chance if you're involved, okay?
Yeah, no kidding.
No, you were not going to squash this. This is your entire, like, this is your moment, and you're going for it.
Yeah. See, you even showed up in a pink suit.
Yeah.
Which is, so, like, who cares?
That was passive
aggressive. Like, I agree that you can't own a color, but it's Kyle.
But Kyle knows you what know? She's doing. Yeah. She knew.
She shows up in the car that Lisa drives and the color that Lisa wears.
with creases on her butt from the swing that she got that Lisa has. So Kyle shows up. And Lisa, of course, is just like, oh, hello. Oh, thank you for wearing my color to my house, you dumb bitch.
And she goes, you know that pink makes me happy, trying to turn it around so that Kyle can't cry. And she's like, well, I'm not gonna be afraid of wearing pink anymore. I was like, oh god, Kyle's last
what
stand.
What an important stand to make in life. So Kyle
2020.
Yeah, so Kyle asks for rosé, and then Lisa's like, Kyle, I was wondering if you could tell me a really boring story about what you've been up to lately. She's like, well, I went to DC and we were dropping off Sophia. Lisa's like, great, darling. Perfect, you did it.
God, do you have something in common with Dorit? You can put anything to sleep.
So Dorit shows up. This is the best part. So Dorit shows up and she's like, Hi, guys. So we can have lunch now. And Lisa's like, it's 4 o'clock. Dorit really struggles with time. The fact that Dorit just assumed that it was lunchtime.
So she goes, so Vanderpump's like, now let me pull out Manila folder. Business. I hate what went down in the Bahamas. I was being accused of something I knew I didn't do. And when I came back, Ken showed me something that changed my mind. He showed me the Texas. From John, it's raining possibly outside. 80% chance of haze.
I'm sorry, I don't really know his name. On account of me not even really knowing who he is, I have 400 employees. I mean, granted, 396 of them are ghosts, so you don't actually see them. But they still do work. Good
her
work.
Name was Leslie something. Leslie Snowstorm. Like John Blizzard. Yes, I barely know her.
So, I believe the name was, was it Joanne Frappuccino? No, it's John Blizzard.
Mr. Heatmiser. No. So she's like, well, here are the paper, business. She says, have the dog there. And I could say it looks like Dorit's dog. Yeah. Well, now, Teddy has already caught wind that this is going to happen. She's
Kyle.
Already caught wind that she has printed out these texts. She's already changed her story. So we know that Teddy knows this is coming. So that's why she's called everyone in the cast already and gone over her story. So now no one's surprised by this, right? Because they already know this.
Kyle knows. And Kyle says, like, so when Lisa shows the text that says, oh, you know what? Like, when Teddy wrote, have the dog there and I can say something. Kyle says, well, I mean, I can see what you're saying, but I think it's unfair to put that on her when she wasn't alone in the situation. So I'm like, oh, so it's okay to give Teddy the benefit of the doubt in a situation to see, like, the different, like, cadences or nuances, I should say, of the situation. But with Lisa, it's like, oh, she's just manipulating. That's not fair.
Yeah, because they're saying that Teddy's admitting it. So if Lisa admitted it, it wouldn't be a problem.
Yeah.
It's just that Lisa's not admitting it. Yeah, and I get that part, but Lisa, you still don't have any.
Well, then Teddy, and then Kyle says, you know, of course I've seen these all. Teddy showed me on her phone, but you know what though? But here's the thing, Teddy didn't initiate. I'm like, oh, so now the issue is that Teddy didn't initiate that John Blizzard reached. I don't know. It's just
I don't know. I just think it's so funny that they're all standing up for Teddy by saying she's so weak that she was told to do something by a 22-year-old and she did it. Yeah.
So then,
come on.
Now Dorit sort of does trip up Vanderpump though, because then Kyle trips up Vanderpump. She's like, so she first Kyle says to Dorit, like, how did you know that Teddy knew? And then Dorit's like, well, Lisa called me. And then Kyle's like, well, Lisa how did you know that Teddy knew about this? And Lisa's like, I didn't know that Teddy knew. I assumed she knew. I was like, that's not a strong moment for Lisa Vanderpump.
We saw it. We saw her say, we saw after that thing, she went to Dorit and said, you have to know they were talking about this at the foundation, and now Teddy knows this information.
But how does she, I think what they're saying is, like, if she doesn't know John Blizzard very well, like, how would she know that John Blizzard was gossiping to Teddy?
Because Teddy is friends with Hannah and John Blizzard, who's friends with John Sessa. They all work there, so why wouldn't Teddy know?
Yeah.
Of course she fucking knows. They're all gossiping. They would all know every little thing.
Yeah. I think
Vanderpump took, she said, don't show the dog on camera. They did anyway. This was before they even said anything about the dog or where it was from. Teddy said, that dog looks, or John Sessa said, doesn't this dog look familiar? And she said, don't say anything. She's shutting it down. Teddy was the one who said something. So even if you're saying she manipulated you, right in that moment she said don't say anything and you did anyway. So it just doesn't hold any fucking water.
And if anything, it was actually, if you go back to that scene, you know who was actually trying to make something happen, Kyle. A fight happen, was Kyle. Kyle was like, why is everyone talking about this dog? Everyone's talking about this dog.
What is it?
I feel like there's something going on with this dog.
Oh, is there something weird about this dog?
I just feel weird they're talking about Dorit's dog. She was the one who was making it into a thing when it actually was like not a thing at all.
Yeah.
So yeah, but anyway, Kyle thinks that Lisa still had a conversation.
And then who brought it up again at the party so that everybody would know and put it on the
table? Kyle was the one who brought it right up in front of Marina.
I don't want to talk about this. And Kyle's like, well, here's what happened with the dog. So what the fuck?
Yeah. So anyways, they're talking about how, you know, Teddy's saying that John Blizzard had an order. And Lisa's like, why are you believing what Teddy says? I'm holding the text messages. I'm holding the conversation. Like, why are you believing what she's saying over what you're looking at?
But she's saying that the little Blizzard dessert treat was given an order. And she's like, so you believe I told John Sessa, Sessa told John Blizzard, they're both lying, and she's like trying to connect the dots of what Dorit thinks. And she's like, but Teddy isn't here. And she led me to believe that they had the dog and they wanted the dog then. They brought the dog out. And she's like, so at the very least, you can admit that the story that Teddy is giving you is different than the story that is in these texts. And Dorit's like, yes. And she's like, ding, ding, ding. Congratulations, Dorit. Applause.
Also, by the way, you know what I hate? I hate that selective thing of like, well, that person isn't here to defend themselves, because Dorit's like, Teddy's not here to defend herself. Well, you know, that doesn't seem to stop you, like, dragging Lisa Vanderpump behind her back. Not even for this situation, but like last season, you know, too. I don't know, the hypocrisy really bothers me. And as you know, as you always say, we took a Hippocratic oath. We're hypocrites too. We get it. But I don't like it.
Yeah. I'm just kind of sick of it. And then Dorit's like, oh, Teddy said the Vanderpump was the only one, but she's not as innocent as she claims to be. And then she's pretending to cry. She's like, and Kyle's like, can we just move on? Oh, okay, Kyle. Yeah. Okay,
I like,
okay, Kyle.
I like also every time Lisa talks, she holds up the text messages like really big. Like,
good for
like,
her.
She just holds it up. She's like, but she keeps putting them down across the table. So she always has to like reach across, like, one moment.
Yes, it's always like a big again. Dramatic move. Here to they hold are them again. Back up. She's like, I've had this made into a turn in, what do they call those? Pose in those red carpet turn in seas. What are they? Looksies? Step and repeat. I've turned these text messages into a step and repeat. Would you like to pose to read in front of these large texts? It's like the Meemaw font.
I know. Huge. So basically Lisa's like, somebody's guilty by omission. She takes a shit at the end of it. Bloop. A little pink egg comes out.
And that brings us to the end of
Real Housewives. We are so dead from South. Like, can you tell we're brain dead from this festival? Like,
that brings us to the end of Vanderpump Rules.
Oh, my goodness. Wow. Well, the controversy rages on. Thank you all for listening. We are going to be in Cincinnati this Saturday, so there's still tickets available for that Summer House show, the early show. It'll be fun. We'll be drinking rosé. I will, at least, I should say. I don't want to claim.
Yeah, baby.
Drink rosé in honor of it. It's happy hour. So watchyourcrappins.com for that. And also that amazing merch. Ronnie, it wowed the audience in D.C. with those Luann leggings. Hey! So everyone, thanks for listening. Bye.
Bye.
Now TV Hotline, how can we help?
I've got the best spot on the sofa and a big mug of tea, but I need some great TV. What have you got?
How about over 300 box sets for you to curl up with, like Game of Thrones?
Amazing!
And we've brought must-see movies so you can put your feet up, with over 1,000 like Jurassic World Fallen Kingdom.
Great, sorted.
Relax with over 1,000 movies and 300 box sets streaming on Now TV. 18 plus, month passes auto renew, terms apply.